Shut the front door. It's going back door. Episode 56.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door.
Fuck it, yeah. Yeah, come in hot. What are we coming in hot about, huh? How Rhea Ripley looks like hot Ari Shaffir.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Going Back Door, episode 56. I just realized this is a bad angle. Let me redo this. Jesus Christ.
How the first I was like, yeah, we're going to lead forward, right?
We should go playful. I'm going to go playful.
Okay, do it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Going Back. Oh, my God, I fucked that up. Hey, you cocksucking pieces of shit.
Welcome to fucking Going Back Door, bitch.
Hey, everybody. God damn it, I can't do happy. Hey, everybody. That was aggressive. That was just yelling. Angry for no reason. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to... Hey, everybody. Welcome to Going Back Door, episode 56. Fuck it. This is the intro. It sucks. I've done 5 takes of this. They're all getting edited out. Maybe. I might just do this as a blooper beginning. Fuck it. God damn it. We're just gonna roll with it. We're just gonna fucking roll with it. You know what? This day can suck my dick. This has just gone downhill already in the first 5 seconds of this podcast. This is great. This is great. You're probably wondering why we're in such a heated mood. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just irritated. You know, one of those days, hungry as shit. That's really the main problem. So
my boy out here hangry.
Hangry as fuck. Can you quit fucking with that?
It's not making sound though.
Oh my god, the dryer. I forgot about the fucking dryer.
Yeah, it's still back there squeaking its little ass off.
Damn it, the fucking dryer.
And then it's going to get real loud when Michael comes out of the bathroom and then opens up his door.
Yeah, it is. Every fucking week, it's there. And it irritates me to no end.
Good.
Oh my god. Okay.
Good.
Okay, what is on this fucking dumb fucking list?
Jesus. I put it up, but I'll pull it up.
It's right here. It's on the iPad.
Yes, it is. All right, so first we're gonna start off with a little bit of a hot topic. Hasbulla, the little Russian midget 20-year-old, whatever the fuck he is.
I'd pull up the clip, but we don't have that set up right now. I don't feel like fucking hooking it up in the moment.
Fuck it, you can find it on Twitter. It's pretty easy to find.
Fucking just look it up.
But he pulled his little kitty's ear and then punched his poor little kitty in the head. And even a guy who beat his wife a couple months ago was like, yeah, you fucked up, buddy. Isn't that a little sad? Just goes to show you.
Yeah, Todd saying it's fucked up is really bad, yeah.
The internet only cares about a pussy when it's not attached to a woman. Give me that.
I don't think you were getting what I was going with that.
I mean, you were saying good. I hope he
did. Todd is very upset. And seeming a little hypocritical at the same time for being upset about this.
What the fuck do you mean? I don't hit.
Think about what you said beforehand. You didn't give any names.
I said Hasbulla.
No. Think about it for a minute. You said somebody is also upset that got arrested or got in trouble for beating his wife. And then I said, yeah, Todd is very upset.
Oh. God damn it, that took a minute. But no, Dana White said, yeah, you messed up, buddy. You shouldn't have hit a cat on the internet. Because that's where they draw the line. Slap the fuck out of your wife. Yeah. Yes. No.
Unless you're on a microphone.
God damn it, Michael. This motherfucker just comes in from a goddamn different room, and he's just like, Dana White hit his wife, and they're just now talking about it? What the fuck? No, we're not talking about it. God damn it. We're talking about Hezbollah.
Hey, the adults in the room are talking right now?
Mommy and Daddy are talking. Mommy and Daddy are talking. I'm just saying, give me some eye makeup, and I bet I could make you feel weird. So yeah, Hezbollah posted a video of him abusing his cat. The internet was like, oh, you're a piece of shit. Every UFC fighter was like, wait till I see this little cocksucker.
Open hand or closed hand?
No, he punched the little kitty.
Punched.
He punched this poor little kitty.
Was it a right hook, a jab?
A little right hook.
Little right hook.
Yeah, granted, he's like the size of a toddler.
Little right hook is pretty little for him, you know?
Right, he's the size of a toddler, but he still punched the cat like 3 times in the head.
I mean, I don't know. I think if an animal can kick your ass, you should be able to beat it. And I would say that cat probably had a chance there for that fight. So, I don't know. Midgets are also incredibly retarded strength. So,
I don't even think he's like technically a midget. He's just like genetic, like biologically, he's like 4.
He's a midget.
Oh, okay.
He's a midget. Let's be real.
Yeah, he's a midget. Just breaking news. We broke it down. Yeah, he's a midget.
Yeah. This is the content you turn in for, right?
Yeah.
Learn that some, what is he, fucking Russian?
Yeah, Russian Muslim kid.
Yeah. Hezbollah.
Sean Strickland, a former white supremacist, like openly used to be a former white supremacist, was like, yeah, just wait till I find this little Russian bitch, this short little bitch. I guarantee you if I said this shit 2 weeks ago, I would have been the one getting canceled. And there's the dryer wrecking in.
I'm going to kill myself.
Good.
Yeah, so PETA also said they support him in this. So that's an interesting fact for you.
I mean, they were just upset he didn't kill the cat.
They were hoping he'd lynch it in his front yard from a tree. You know, like 1960s style.
Yep.
And
yep.
They were just disappointed he didn't take it steps further.
He didn't
They were hoping he'd run a fire truck hose over it a couple times, you know? And I heard cats are protesting right now in Minneapolis over there.
What the fuck is going on with the shock jock shit you're doing right now?
They're burning down a Target. They've burned down all the PetSmarts in the tri-state area.
Speaking of people rioting, there's people in Tennessee upset about...
I'm still on this joke.
Oh, okay. All
right. Still on this joke.
Right.
I heard Antifa just showed up. Weirdly enough, they're dogs, so I don't know why they're upset. It was a fucking cat that got smacked the shit out of.
Dude, if there's...
But they're here.
If there's any animal that's a fascist, it's dogs.
It's pretty easy to figure out who's a government plant in this protest. It's just secret FBI agents dressed as cats.
Just a full-grown man in a cat. Yeah, cat helmet. Business suit.
I was thinking, like, the play Cats, that horrible thing that happened? Or was it a movie?
It was a movie.
It was a movie?
Well,
yeah.
It was a play that did really well, and then they made a fucking movie out of it, and we're like, everyone was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Well, anyways, they have FBI agents, CIA, dressed as people from the play and movie Cats. So, that's a thing that's happening right now in Minneapolis.
Excuse me.
And I've just gotten word. Just gotten word on this breaking news.
Breaking news.
They have stormed the Capitol. So, I don't know where these cats' political views lie at, but I'm here for it. We stand with you. We stand with you, cats. You got anything to say?
You're fucking crazy. What the fuck was that? Okay, so cats are basically the Proud Boys in that joke, if you didn't get it.
No. for Black Lives Matter, then that turned into Proud Boys for some reason. They don't know what the fuck to do because they're cats. They're just dicks in general.
Okay. All right. So there was a horrific school shooting in Nashville.
Oh, my God.
Last week that was committed by a was-were. They tried to get shitty about the person's pronouns after they shot up a fucking elementary school. Shut up.
God bless them.
You're fucking...
You know...
Anyone who does a crime, you don't get to be pronouns no more. You don't get to be like, no, you have to call me ma'am while you're standing there 6'6" with a beard.
Did you see the video of them gunning her down?
Yeah.
Or it down? Or whatever.
Yeah, it was funny.
He, she, it.
Homie double tapped her around a corner with a long rifle, and then a guy walks up, mag dump that dumb bitch.
Oh my God.
Point
yes,
blank
he did.
Range, handgun.
Yes, he did.
That guy needs a fucking raise. We don't need to be taking these people alive. Don't fucking pay for them to sit in prison. Just fucking kill them, please.
Now, I've seen a lot of things on how to solve this from, like, different people on different sides of the political spectrum. And one of them has been, like, let's just get rid of guns. That doesn't entirely make sense to me.
Same.
Because you think about, like, prohibition. What happened when we banned alcohol?
We made a lot of motherfuckers rich.
No, my point was there was crime that rose up.
And made people rich.
You're really not selling this point. Well. Yeah, okay, you know what? If you want the cartel to become all-powerful and crime to become all-powerful, let's get rid of guns, sure.
Yeah, because why would laws stop criminals who already break the law? That just...
Now,
just that logic alone, it just blows my mind to people.
Now, the solution here is population control. We need to get rid of half of you motherfuckers by the year 2030. So, buy a shirt off GBD store or die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There is. It's in that bag. Figure it out yourself. Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is about to be a lot of fucking weird noises, isn't it? Do
yes,
we have to stop?
It is.
Do we have to stop
it's
this?
It's fine. No, you can go ahead and do
no,
it.
No, come on now.
Yeah, we'll
you already got the mic out of the bag. Come on.
Actually, yeah, it would be a pain in the ass. You're right. It would be a pain in the ass because then we'd have to set up another one. We would have to stop recording for a minute.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, scratch that idea. You can just scream in the background like an angry child.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, you can go full on Riri. I was talking about retards.
But the reason...
Oh. I was talking about retards.
The reason this was were...
Retards.
Shot up a Christian elementary school. What the
there's
fuck
another,
is... What is in
there's
your...
There's another ashtray.
What is in your shirt?
Semen.
Michael's just walking around strapped up out here, guys. Don't worry.
With semen.
But... The transgender that shot up a school shot it up because Tennessee passed a law that was... making it illegal for doctors to give under 18-year-olds sexual changes and or hormone blockers. Do you agree with that? 'Cause
I'm sorry, I tuned you out. What did you say?
Tennessee passed a law where anyone under the age of 18 can't get gender affirmative surgeries or reaffirmment surgeries. I don't know the actual wording. Yeah, they don't give them different hormones.
Well, like, is that without parent consent?
At all. It's illegal. It's illegal. And yeah, it's completely illegal until they're 18.
There's part of me that agrees with it because...
It's a fucking weird... It's a weird gray area because, you know, yes, there are transgender kids, but...
Most kids don't know who the fuck they are when they're
literally
that age. So that's what makes it confusing. And Todd's not gotten out of his gay phase, so...
48% of them killed themselves, and I'm just saying, it's really fucking sad. We need to work on that number.
And 58% of people that visit the GBD store and don't buy anything die in 48 hours afterwards.
This is true.
Buy a shirt, you fucks.
It's $30. It's pretty cool. It's a nice shirt. Don't work hard on them.
So, anyways, why are you going to sound like you're mocking me? God damn it. He is. It's fair. Anyways, yeah, so I don't agree with it completely, but I also, on another side, if it's a kid that, like, they feel that strongly about it, they should maybe be able to look into it, I guess, or do therapy or something.
Yeah, there should be a lot more steps before we just give them, like, hormone blockers and shit like that.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that they're mentally ill. What I'm saying is maybe that there's a chance that maybe they are. Maybe they are mentally ill. Maybe they have some kind of thing going on.
It is a mental thing, yeah.
It's
not necessarily a problem.
But maybe it's a different kind of mental illness.
Exactly.
I mean?
It's something we don't really know how to deal with yet. Because, like... I mean, that in a generation of let's not hit our kids and tell them they're going to be great and do whatever the fuck they want. I mean, that'll happen too. On top of the opioid and meth crises from the Midwest just spreading like wildfire.
I mean, there's people that are identifying as cats in local high schools. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucking retarded.
Hey, man. I heard they were at Black Lives Matter and storming the Capitol.
They need to put that poor kid in fucking therapy.
That kid was leading the charge for the cats. I'm not going to let this one go. I'm sorry. This is a great bit. I'm sticking with it. The cats are storming the Capitol because of whatever his fucking name is from Russia, the midget. I don't know.
But if you're that kid's parent, you should probably not be a parent. If you're just like, no, honey, you're a cat, that's fine.
Mini Michael Vick, that's the punchline there.
No, if he's a dog, that'd be funny.
Mini Michael.
We just need to clone a bunch of Hezbollahs and just have them beat up cats. That's the defense agency for that. We watched gay-ass fucking WrestleMania last night.
Hey, listen here, you son of a bitch. It was entertaining. It was a good fucking show for night one.
Yeah, I feel really on the edge of my seat watching a guy kick out of a two count 7 times in a fucking row and then somehow win. That was the entire fucking thing, buddy.
You don't have an understanding of wrestling. Wrestling is not to be taken seriously. That's where a lot of people fault.
I mean, I was doing pretty good at that.
They take it too seriously and are like, well, it's just fake fighting and blah, 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 blah. Nah, nah, nah.
It's
like,
theater.
Okay.
It's literally a show.
It
draws you in.
It's okay. Retard theater.
Do you like fucking movies?
Some movies.
You like movies, right?
Yeah.
Do you like superhero movies?
Yeah.
You like superhero movies? It's the same shit.
It's not.
It's the same
it's not.
It's literally. It's literally, one of them is live. That's the difference.
One of them has a faggot in tights walking around like he's a tough guy.
It is a show. It's not...
Retard theater.
And there takes actual athleticism to do it, too.
I mean you're not wrong.
Yeah. You think you could do what Ricochet did last night, where he jumped off the top rope, did like a backflip, and the four people?
Fucking maybe,
shit was crazy.
I
mean, you probably could have sold that stunner at the end of the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens match.
That was
horrific. That was pretty bad.
I mean, that's why he's been winning so long. They just know he sucks at selling.
No, Jamie's been like the quiet dude still. Like, it's been they've been focused on Jay. No one gives a fuck about Jamie. He's just the quiet one that falls in line.
We watched the Usos. They finally fucking lost. That was cool.
Yep.
Good old the white guys won.
Yeah. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens finally won it. Awesome. I'm glad that they booked it that way.
It was a fun story to watch.
Ray beat Dom. That was exciting. That was maybe the most passionate story last night.
Bad Bunny, honestly. I could not have seen Ray beat with the
James. I am talking right now.
I'm sorry.
I am talking.
Michael doesn't give a fuck. You're going to make fucking tea?
Maybe.
Thanks. It'd be nice. I'd like a glass of tea, you piece of shit.
This will be the last episode because Michael's going to end up killing us tonight. I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Yes. I will kill everybody in the house.
I will be leaving before the main event ends, so.
Of course Roman Reigns is going to win. They're just going to dick suck him. John Cena lost.
Yep, he lost to Austin Theory. That was something else. That match kind of sucked. It was not great. It was,
I did like seeing the Make-A-Wish kids welcome John Cena to being a bald boy. That was pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
He's finally joined.
Oh, my God.
He's joining them.
You like that? And you like that?
He's joining him. Oh, my God.
He's joined the Bald Boy Society of the Make-A-Wish Foundation kids.
Right here. This is...
In the arms of an angel.
Woke News, right here, above us. Nobody does. Nobody gives a shit.
It's fine.
We can tell by the t-shirt sales.
Strict Profits won. I don't know who the fuck that is.
So yeah, Street Profits won. That was.
Oh, Street Profits. Okay.
Street Profits.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he brought Ray in. That was cool. We're kind of scatterbrained on this. Match of the night, and Todd missed it because he was taking a little nappy nap because he was a tired boy. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. There were a couple bumps in there that got me. They were so bad. And I don't mean like bad and like they botched it. I mean like I literally thought they broke each other's necks. Honestly.
Whoa.
It was pretty fucking wild. But Rhea went over, so she is now the SmackDown Women's Champion. That was exciting.
Nice.
Really great match. I mean, it really
fucking,
you know.
It got you
where you needed to go, yeah. But tonight is night two. Oh, another thing I forgot that happened last night. Our boy Pat McAfee showed up.
Yeah, he did.
He whipped the shit out of Miz.
With the help of George Kittle, right? Kittle.
Yeah, and the beginning of that had me fucking dying with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so funny. No, I don't do this shit, man. You're on your own. It's just like, oh, my God. I'll be back. Oh, my God, it was great. So that was awesome. But tonight is night two. We are currently recording this on Sunday. So tonight is part two of WrestleMania.
Woo!
Most of the matches I'm kind of like, about on night two.
Except for your boy Cody Rhodes.
Outside of the Cody Rhodes-Roman Reigns match, hope Cody goes over. I think Randy Orton is probably going to come back at the end of that match, probably RKO him after he wins.
Or he's going to help him win the match.
That could happen too. And then turn on him. That seems likely, but I don't entirely know if I agree with it. I think Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens might get involved too. I think that's a possibility too.
You know the Bloodline's going to get involved somehow.
Yep. So
there's just no doubting about it. I don't know. Roman might be. I just want to see Roman's reaction. They'll probably have something about that tonight before he even gets on in the ring.
Yeah. Or I could see Sokoa turning on Roman too. That's possible.
So I could see Solo going on his own, or Jay finally just snapping and attacking Roman again.
Yeah, I could see that too.
There's many possibilities of how this is going to end.
The rumor is that like SummerSlam is probably going to be Jay versus Roman.
I mean, if it is,
I think
Jay's got his ass
whooped. Best sense to happen.
Jay
Uso guy.
Yeah,
that'd be a fun one to watch.
Him, Jay's got his ass beat before multiple times by Roman.
Yeah, him turning on Roman, that would be remarkable. Hope that happens.
He's already did it once, but he got his ass beat and put back in place.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens there. Tonight, exciting. We'll see it. We'll talk about it next week for probably 5 seconds, and then I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about next week. We are floating by the seat of our pants on this podcast.
Bold prediction for tonight, though. Bianca Belair and Asuka's match is going to be one for the ages. There's not been much hype. They're just going to go in and give us one hell of a show. That's my bold prediction.
Oh, one other thing we forgot. Becky, Lita, and Trish won, so that was the thing that happened.
I did
like that one. That was fun to watch.
Trish was definitely showing her age, though. She was getting a little wore out.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not Trish, it was Lita.
Yeah, and then Trish had the big old heavies.
They're fake just as much as her face was.
She delivered. delivered on the heavies.
What, the fake milk?
I'm going to ignore you.
KSI had a fun interaction.
KSI was there. That Logan was Paul, fun. Seth Rollins.
He got frog splashed.
I really did like that match. Logan's contract ended with WWE yesterday, too. So that's an interesting
thing. It was his birthday as well.
Birthday. Happy birthday to him, I guess.
Take that L from Seth, bitch boy.
Hope he comes back and does some more. I think Logan is very entertaining. I do enjoy what he has done.
They were going to bring him back. People are enjoying him being there.
Yeah, I think he's a good fit.
He's shown the potential, and honestly, I've enjoyed the matches I've seen him do.
Yeah. I would say, you know, KSI... his debut was a little down.
I'm pretty sure he had broken ribs.
I would even go as far to say he ate a bag of dicks. Much like our boy Todd. I'll let you take over from here.
All right, let me get real personal real quick. I had a string of way too good luck doing stand-up comedy after taking a little bit of a hiatus. I was feeling way too confident. And then a couple homies dropped out of coming, and I got real bummed about that. And got way into my own fucking head. Some jokes missed, and instead of, like, pivoting, you know, like a good smart boy would do, I fucking died a pussy's death on that stage and just walked off. That was pretty fucking cool. First time I've done that, like a fucking retard. That was awesome. I felt like a disappointment to my friends, my family, all of my ancestors that died before me.
Just in that moment?
Yeah, just in that moment.
There's never been a time before, like, no. I don't know, like ODing?
No, I definitely feel worse getting off stage after eating dicks than waking up being like, oh, I accidentally died. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not even, like, your father telling you you're a disappointment? Like, that was...
Oh, that would just roll right off my back.
Oh,
I don't
okay,
give a fuck.
Okay. So, not even, like, them not buying merch, that didn't even hurt you as much?
No, not nearly.
Huh.
Nope.
Huh. Sorry.
You're good.
Yeah. So what you're saying, what I'm getting from this is you ate a bag of dicks.
And I'm not funny. Yeah.
And
yeah,
the
funny.
Only cure to make you funny again and not eat a bag of dicks is for them to going Backdoor's store, which is on the goingbackdoor.com website. You click the GBD store and then you buy something and then Todd won't, you know, off himself. So, if you really give a fuck, you know, we won't drink the Kool-Aid.
Are you fucking done plugging this shit store? This is, what, the 17th plug? And we've been recording for not even 30 minutes, you motherfucker. Give us your money, please.
Hi, I'm the king of shameless plugs. How are you doing?
But, yeah, going back to Indy next Saturday to... look at myself in the face and tell myself I'm a fucking bitch.
I mean,
that was cool.
You didn't really eat a dick. I mean, you ate a dick.
I ate a fat dick.
But it's not, the crowd also kind of sucked.
I mean, yeah, but every crowd's going to suck if I suck too, you know?
Well,
I think
you just didn't know how to handle that crowd.
I mean, that's fair, yeah.
So I think it's kind of a learning experience. Don't take it so personally and move on. You'll be all right.
No, I'm going to move on. I ain't giving up.
Like, you know, I wouldn't cry over it. I mean, it's
you mind
sucks.
Your fucking business what I cry about, you stupid bitch.
I forgot. You're an emotional little girl.
I cried about it like 3 times since it happened, you motherfucker.
Oh, you've cried about it 3 times?
Yeah.
Have you, okay, hypothetically, would you cry more if, like, I don't know. Somebody burned your car, caught your car on fire.
I
burned it to a crisp.
I honestly.
Right in front of you.
Wouldn't mind that.
While, I don't know. Fucking your cat. I don't know. You wouldn't cry over that, but you'd cry over this.
My brother, you, do you understand what a dream is?
I'm just giving you shit.
Like.
I'm just giving you shit.
Fuck. This was.
It's so easy to get in your fucking head. I'm sorry.
It is, because I'm so self-conscious about this shit. Because this was like,
which I don't
legitimately the first opportunity I could have gotten to get my foot in the door to like actually becoming a professional comedian, and I fucking shit myself like a stupid fucking retard. I went up there with no helmet on and just slammed my head against the wall for a minute 30 and was like, well, I'm a bitch, and got off.
Well, I mean, yeah, you did that. It was an opportunity, and it happens. I mean, like,
the guys still think I'm funny, so it's, I mean, I'm not done with
you
it.
You are, but, like, it happens, you know?
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah. I know it does.
Some of the greatest people that have came out of different things. Like The Rock was not immediately successful. Eminem, not immediately successful. Struggled with his art form. Right?
I got like 3 more years of eating dick.
Yeah.
I got 3 more years of eating dick before I can like actually kind of respect myself as a comedian.
And there's people on like everything. Independent wrestling. There's probably a dude out there that's been doing the indie scene for 20 plus years.
Kevin
and
Owens.
Will never get on TV. And he probably loves it where he is. He probably loves it. He knows he'll never succeed any more higher than that. But he's fine because he's found happiness in where he is. But that's not to say that you shouldn't be happy. I'm saying you should be happy in the journey and enjoy every bit of it. You know? I mean, yeah, you...
This is a lot of positive talk coming from a guy that was grumpy because his tummy was doing rumblies.
I'm getting over it. I'm powering through.
That cupcake was good, though, right?
It was good.
My old lady cooks the fuck out of some cupcakes.
There are some damn good strawberry cupcakes. I did not.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I was hungry, and I just scarfed it down like a fucking animal.
There's some strawberry icing, too. It's fire.
But my point was... Hold up. Let me think here.
I'm sorry.
My point... You really derailed me here.
I fucking gotcha.
My point was... You should be happy in the journey and know that you're on the right path to what you want to achieve and just keep pursuing it.
Like,
and
I don't...
little step backs like this that happen, I mean, it's part of it, you know, and just enjoy it.
Yeah. The funniest part about the entire night, as we're riding home in complete silence, you were there to attest, and I was just screaming random obscenities, like, randomly. My job called me and was like, hey, are you coming into work tonight? That was fucking hilarious.
Oh, I didn't know that part happened.
Yeah, no, my boss
was
called.
Was that after you dropped me off?
No, it was right... It was like midnight. I think we were still on the road.
You dropped me off at like around midnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it must be after I left.
It was probably just my girl, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking cool. And then I had to drive to Janesville after dropping you off.
For what?
To take her to her car. I was so angry.
Oh, my God.
I could have just hopped over to Janesville first, sent her on her way home so she can go home and go to bed.
God damn.
Yeah, it was a wild night. We didn't get home until like 2.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you... I mean, Jesus, that would have been a nice thing to know like beforehand, you know?
And I was a dick about it.
But
it's fine.
Shit happens.
So yeah, basically, I'm not funny right now. I'm working on it. I'm a trash comedian, but I'm working on it. I'm going to keep working. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Okay, so to summarize, Todd is garbage, he hates himself, and you should buy a t-shirt to make him feel better.
That would actually make me feel a lot better if you bought a t-shirt or a hat with my face on it, with our dumbass fat fucking white moon faces on it.
Yeah, something. Just, side note, don't buy the $47 t-shirts. For some reason on a website, and they shouldn't be, buy the $30 one. They're the same thing. They're just... coming from a different place. So
we also got to
save yourself some money on that one.
Fine selection of hats. The hats are pretty cool.
Hats are
stickers.
Cool. Stickers, posters, a book bag. There's fucking socks.
Which, Michael?
You can buy a dildo with Todd's face on it.
We're going to order. We're gonna find a place to order bulk stickers. Can you have Biggie distribute them to as many ne'er-do-wells as possible?
I already figured out a place to get them. Okay.
Fire.
Amazon.
Oh, shit, really?
$3 for 150 of them.
Ooh.
But, here's the problem. They are an inch big, so they're like that.
I mean, that'd be
but
good for just
like that is quality.
That's our logo, yeah.
That is what we're paying $3.50 from China probably for probably stickers that are going to be garbage and ass. So
yeah, well, basically we just want them to be stuck as many places as possible. Like road signs, fucking inside a bathroom, stalls. I always get a nice chuckle when I see like on the automatic paper towel thing, someone's stuck a sticker that says voice activated. Every time I get a nice chuckle out of that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's a nice one.
I'm going to make other stickers that say penis activated.
Is it for your mom?
So, San Diego State is in the finals for the tournament.
Indeed, they beat...
Woohoo. That was a thing. Won it on a game winner against Florida Atlantic. So,
it was a good game. Michael was watching it while we were watching the WrestleMania.
Yep.
Doing good reporting, interning shit. Nice.
Okay.
Oh, AIDS.
Okay. Yeah. Michael lost half of everything he owns. In the process, so.
FAU didn't make the championship. That's where I was going to bet. Yep.
Okay, so you didn't lose anything. Cool. UConn made it. Don't know what that means.
They're also in the finals. Yeah.
They're in the finals with them. Okay, so it's San Diego State and UConn.
Yes, sir.
I know neither, not a dick about either one of these teams.
Neither do I.
So
I was really excited to see that big boy from Purdue.
He got eliminated early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so who gives a fuck? Hope one of them wins. I don't care either way.
Bet some money on it. It's gonna be fun.
You know what? We'll go San Diego State. Fuck it. I hope San Diego State wins it. They're the underdog, technically. That sounds gay. We're not doing that.
The claw.
You can ride with the claw. I am not doing that.
So you're changing? Because that's where our boy Kawhi Leonard went.
No, but I'm not riding with the claw. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Suns have won 3 in a row.
Fuck yeah, they have,
finally,
daddy.
Froze over.
Fuck yeah, they did.
So
we're sitting pretty fourth seed in the West, daddy. I don't give a fuck. I haven't even looked. I just saw on the record they had 3 wins, and I was just like, oh my god. I'll pull it up. I'm pretty sure they beat the Jazz. No.
It's going to be the Rockets, the Pistons, and fucking
no.
Charlotte.
They beat Minnesota.
Minnesota? I mean, yeah.
Hey, that guy's
Hello,
a huge...
Hello, this is Rudy Gobert.
That guy's a huge test for our shitty-ass
Hello,
fucking
Hello, Rudy
bigs.
Gobert here. I let them win. You know why I let them win? Because they the homos. They're the homos. I like them.
Chill, bro. We beat the fucking Nuggets. Suck my dick. We beat the Jazz. Suck my dick. We beat the 76ers. Suck my dick. And we lost to the Kings.
You beat the 76ers.
No,
okay. Okay. And
Jokic did not play, and I was hoping you were not going to ask
okay,
that.
Okay, so
not
he didn't play, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, literally.
It doesn't count.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
I know. I was just hyping up.
It doesn't count. Phoenix is still not making it to the finals. So that's the point.
76ers. And that was with Embiid. There's a third one. Jazz and Timberwolves. The Jazz are all right.
Okay, so you know what? They got 3 good wins in a row. Congratulations to them and their
And we're playing
hockey
the Thunder
shit
tonight.
What the fuck? Ooh. This will be the game they drop.
I would not be surprised. That's Phoenix Suns.
Send Todd right back down to earth as a sports fan.
Yeah, we're sitting pretty fourth. We're 9 games back from the Nuggets. Jesus Christ. That gap has gotten fat.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
How does it feel?
What the fuck is Brooklyn doing, bitch?
How does it...
12.5 games back. Get off my dick.
How does it feel to be underneath a team that was named... that their city was named after a pair of balls? Sack? Romento? Sack? Sacktown?
This just in. Dalton might be fucking retarded.
Sack. Their name's Sacktown. I thought that was funny.
Okay, what are the Bulls? They're 10th. All right, shut up.
Yeah, we're in the play-in, so suck my balls, Mr. Garrison.
Fucking assholes.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking bitches. I swear to God. Yeah.
Baseball started, and apparently Todd doesn't care, so that's fine.
But there's a pitch counter.
Timer.
I don't. There's always been a pinch counter. You're right. There's a pitch timer. Sorry. Fuck. It's like a shot clock, but it's for pitches. It's supposed to make the game go faster, and it is so far. Apparently, people are enjoying it. Not your boy here. Because I don't watch baseball.
Yes.
No one wants to watch a guy pitch for an hour. Just for one inning.
The only person I want to watch pitch for an hour is me.
Down his...
And that's with your mother, YouTube. Your mother. I want to pitch for an hour with your mother.
Is it? Wait, the CEO of YouTube's a lady, right?
Well, I want to pitch with her for an hour.
Yeah, I'll pitch one down your fucking... Your Rosie Lanes. Pretty sure she's a ginge. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, who knows? Sounds accurate. That's why the logo's red.
A brother on a fucking gator. Let's go. The mics picked that up too. Let's go, brother.
Connor isn't in the UFC.
Oh,
LOL.
Yeah.
Happened there?
Okay. Basically, yes. Connor's been on steroids for like the last year. He participated in the Ultimate Fighter while also not getting tested by USADA. And he was under the impression all he had to do was have two drug tests that were good and he could just fight again. The rules are you have to be in the testing pool for like 6 months. And he has not been in the testing pool for the last year since he horrifically shattered his leg. And he's suspiciously ballooned up like 20 pounds of just straight lean muscle in 3 months. That was pretty cool. He really should do the WWE, but he knocked the fuck out of Michael Chandler in The Ultimate Fighter, allegedly. They haven't released it yet. But Michael Chandler could sue the fuck out of him and actually get him arrested for that because he wasn't a licensed fighter and that he wasn't under contract with the UFC during that interaction.
Wow.
So he was actually assaulted by Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is a coward and a pussy who doesn't want to fight.
Did you throw a chair at a bus afterwards?
It's fucking Michael Chandler, though. Like, why would you just hit Michael Chandler? He's a pretty chill guy. I mean, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, so that's probably. That's been going on in the
Have
UFC.
Have we considered maybe he's just an angry ginge?
He's a super angry ginge. He's mad because he doesn't have the same drive that he used to when he was a plumber.
He can't find his lucky charms.
When he was a plumber's assistant, he was a fucking monster. The scariest guy to fucking meet. The left hand of God himself.
He was the son of a plumber?
No, he was a plumber's apprentice. Like, he worked as a plumber's apprentice, and then he stopped doing that, and he came home and told his dad. He said, Dad, me's going to be a UFC champion. I'm going to be the best fighter in the world. Dad, me's going to do it. And he did it, like, 4 or 5 years' time. He didn't train before then. He just came home at, like, 18, decided, you know what, I can't work a real job. Relatable.
So Todd's going to join the UFC.
That's no.
I've gotten. Nope, that's what we're signing you up.
Yeah, literally, yeah. I can maybe do kickboxing, but I would want to fight guys like two weight classes heavier than me so I'm faster than them. That's it. I wouldn't try to fight anyone my size because they're all a lot more skilled than me. I don't fucking train.
That's fair. Maybe you should start training.
I do want to start doing jiu-jitsu. There's a place near us if you want to start going with me.
Sure.
I think you would like that.
Sure.
Because it's not a super violent sport, and it would make me feel better.
I have been interested in doing jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
I'd be honest with you. The second one of us starts turning into, like, saying shit like, hey, man, and starts turning into Rogan, we're going to have to
I don't want Joe Rogan's fame, though. Like, 100% I don't.
I think Stanhope. That's the level I want to get at, you know?
I want to get Big J. I want to be Big J.
Big J, that's cool.
Because everyone in comedy respects the fuck out of him. No one knows who the fuck he is unless you like comedy.
This is an excellent point.
He just lives outside of New York and drives in, does spots every night, drives home, murders.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Successful enough podcast to pay for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to end up being the Louis J. Gomez of this shit because I keep coming up with bad ideas and trying them. So go to the store.
I did learn some tax stuff, so that's pretty
Buy
cool
shit.
About comedy.
Buy shit. We can write off this shit and take your money and fuck everything.
Every shirt you purchase is help an endorsement of us here at GPD Studios.
Where's Spike? Bring Spike up here. We'll play Arms of an Angel and hold her up by the camera. That'll get these fuckers.
She's sleeping. Leave her alone. She's sleeping. Leave her deaf ass
Mike,
out of this.
Mike, I need you to go find me an abused puppy. Bring it in here, and we're going to play Arms of an Angel, and we're going to sell some shirts.
That little fucker in a cage all night and day.
Well,
I hear that little bastard crying all the time.
Go
it makes me mad
get
as
some,
fuck.
Let's go get some B-roll. We'll...
Yeah. The little puppy. Yeah. I would like to, but we cannot support another animal here, like, financially. taking these fuckers to the vet killed me.
You take your animals to the vet?
Yeah.
You went to Casey?
It's the cheapest vet in the area.
Dude, Crestline.
And I really
Crestline between Mattoon and Charleston? Fire. I mean, I wouldn't take them for,
I don't think I'm
like,
allowed to go there anymore.
Why?
Because my ex missed too many appointments there. That's
well, yeah.
Yeah,
you
no,
explain,
but it was under my name and my dog's name, so that
I don't
I've tried it before.
They're pretty cool. They might work with you, depending on who you talk to. Yeah.
I had like 3 different groomers that happened to too. That was pretty sick.
Or another one I like in Charleston is what is it? It's the one by Morton Park. You know what I'm talking about? We're doing a lot of name dropping here, but.
Yeah, we should not be doing that.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine. We're promoting small businesses.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that one by the park. By the little Sleezers.
Oh, yeah.
That one's fire. I can't remember the name
my
of it.
My mom's neighbor is a fucking veterinarian.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I need to find out where she's at, but I'm pretty sure she's like a real pricey lady. Like, she does big surgery stuff.
What'd you have to take him in for? Just checkups?
Spike needed vaccines, Don needed vaccines, and we needed to get worm medicine.
Mm, yeah.
And I have found the animals don't have fleas, but there's a blanket that has fleas because they're all treated with flea medicine, so they just jump on them, bite them, and then jump back on the blanket. One of the little Red Wings blanket in my bedroom.
Oh, that's disgusting and awful. You can get some spray stuff at Rule King, our former sponsor.
I'm going to wash it with dish soap.
Dish soap. By the way, he looks like a monkey, the CEO. But they have some spray that's pretty good. Yeah, he's a flying monkey, we know. Wait for the Wicked Witch of the West to show up. Burn this motherfucker to the ground. Jake Shields murders a trans MMA fighter on Twitter.
Okay, Jake Shields, if you ever watched Bully Beatdown, he was like one of the most popular fighters on Bully Beatdown. Jake Shields, part of the Rat Pack, he's a Nate Diaz boy, but he's a super well-spoken white boy. Fucking hilariously posted a picture, a meme. It was like something about like, no one cares if you're transgender, stop shoving it down people's throat or something like that. And then the trans UFC fighter, well, trans MMA fighter from Australia was like, you're a bigot, you shouldn't say that. He responds within a minute saying, you're a woman beater, I don't care what the fuck you have to say. Fucking murdered. It's actually really suspect, and I don't feel like this person specifically should compete. They are 6'2", and like, 140, they cut down to like 135, 145, but they were 220 their entire life. Ex-Marine. Ex-Australian Marine. And then decides after that, I'm going to get huge, starts training MMA, realizes they're not good enough, and then I'm throwing that out there. They realize they weren't good enough. I don't know if that's true. But then they transitioned, and they're like breaking women's skulls. Like she fractured like 3 different women's faces.
Damn.
You should not be fighting.
But what did they say before that?
What do you mean? That's not my purse. I don't know you. That's my purse. I don't know you.
Oh, that's funny. So there was a shooting in Iowa. The suspect was Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, she's been lighting up the women's March Madness tournament. Yeah, she pulled up with a 35-footer and then got a technical foul in the same quarter. Hilarious.
What, for pulling a gun?
No, she threw the ball behind her while walking away from the refs.
They weren't getting the joke here or the bit I was doing, but okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
she's a basketball player. It's fine. Okay.
Fuck. She was carrying the Iowa team. She is certified shooter, though. I swear to God.
Certified shooter?
Certified shooter.
Does she have a degree in shooting?
NRA, CCA, all that shit.
Hell yeah, brother.
She's pulling up to your block, and she's making the whole bitch hot. Do you know what I am saying?
Sure. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Steph Curry range. Great stroke. Philly might be fucked. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
They're turning into Flint, Michigan.
Yep.
With a lot more heroin addicts, so that's cool.
Yeah, and they don't have water. That's cool. Sucks to be them.
Yep.
Only one. I feel bad for some of the people that live in Philly. Like, you know, there's, like, Big J lives there, I think. Well, no. You know, I'll feel pity for him. But most of you garbage-ass human beings suck a dick.
Matt and Shane parents live there. I think... Matt still lives there.
All right, I feel bad for them too. All right. You know what? We'll save face.
And Tibbles, Shane's cat. You gotta feel bad for little Tibbles.
I mean, really, if you think about it, though.
Philadelphia's a cheap place to live. I mean, think it's all just ran down by drug addicts.
But if you think about it, I see the. I see the frustration with people talking when you're on stage. I'm seeing it now on this podcast.
Right? Isn't it just like...
It is a little irritating.
It's just like...
Because you're kind of like...
Why?
We'll keep going. It's fine.
And just power through them.
Anyways.
So, yeah, what were you saying?
So, you ever... Philly has a statue of a sports icon that's not even a real fucking fighter. Okay. Wasn't even a
way
professional
to butcher
athlete.
My fucking joke. You piece of shit. You fucking motherfucker.
Hi, I'm Dalton Todd. I'm a joke thief on podcasts.
I did it to you earlier in our career, like really bad.
You did. You did a lot, actually. Yeah. You did it a lot. Actually, half of Todd's stand-up I wrote.
What the
so
fuck are you talking about?
So that's
the
thing.
About?
Yeah.
You don't even workshop stuff with me.
No, I write all of Todd's material because I am the funny one here. Both comically and looks, I am the funny one here.
Fuck this guy. He's lying.
So...
My opponent
Why
is
are
a
you
liar.
Still shaking my hand, then?
I'm dead fishing your hand.
This is very clammy and weird.
Yeah.
Is this weird?
No, like, it's not.
Do you see this?
We're
fingering each other's palms right now.
Like, what the fuck going on? So, yeah. Philly's a fucking trash city. That's pretty cool.
Are we still on this subject?
No, we're fucking done now.
I feel like we're over it. I give two fucks about Philadelphia. Their teams suck. I hope none of their teams ever win a goddamn championship.
And conveniently, we're around the time we should be closing down this podcast because fuck Philadelphia. Do you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
It's about that time.
It's about that time?
It is about that time.
You got under an hour. You got anything to plug?
I got a new Twitter, fuck Todd GBD. There's also Instagram, fuck Todd GBD. Follow it all. It'll be fun. Goingbackdoor.com. If you want to buy a shirt, we also have a shop there. We have all of our podcasts available there. Also on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good shit. Check us out. We'll be here next week for you.
Yep. And, yeah, my shit is just the real D Todd GBD on Instagram and Twitter. Like Todd said, check out the website.
Indeed.
I have updated a few things on it too.
It looks much better.
It does look a lot better. A lot more professional. I didn't do the whole website. I still have to finish editing, but hopefully by the time this comes out, it'll be finished. Yeah, that's about it. Have fun. Fuck you. Or no. Wait. Let me restart this. Goodbye. Fuck you. Or no. Wait. Thank you. Fuck you. Goodbye.
Yeah, suck my dick. This has been Going Back Door, episode 56. If anyone's still here with us, we do love you. We do appreciate you. But also, go fuck yourself and go fuck your mom and suck a dick, you fucking bitch. You fucking worthless piece of shit. What the fuck are you still doing here, you dumb fucking cunt? Go to the website. Come to Crackers. I'll be there pretty much permanently whenever I can. I love that place. Yeah.
back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways and such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.